In the 40s, when Woody arrives in New York, he was embraced by the so-called leftist folk music community.
At the time, that was happening in New York. There was a kind of a whole influx of people that were coming from all the different states, Arkansas, Kansas, Mississippi, all kinds of places. Again, we already talked about some of the hardships that rural America was experiencing. There was also a natural migration. We know about the blues musicians that came up from the South into Chicago, a lot of the rural musicians that came up into New York. At the exact same time that Woody's coming to New York, you have Leadbelly coming up to New York. You have Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee coming up. You have people like Lee Hayes, a singer from Arkansas, coming up to New York. You have Pete Seeger coming into New York from the Northeast. What's happening all across the country is you're having hubs being formed in the arts. So you have all the arts kind of coalescing in a couple of different hubs and different groups of people, different ethnic groups of people, and different kinds of arts coalescing in different cities. It's kind of the beginning of the importance of cities in a way in the arts and therefore in politics, because right after arts comes politics. America is a really interesting time. You have to see Woody in context of American history. In that sense, you have people coming over from Europe, escaping fascism that's taking place in Europe in the late 30s. So you have all the great composers and actors and actresses even coming out of Germany, going into Hollywood and becoming the next generation of screenwriters and scorers and directors and actors and actresses, etc. You have that hub happening in Hollywood, and they're also bringing with them their experiences of escaping fascism, etc., their political history they bring with them as well that comes into the works of people like Charlie Chaplin, etc. You have Brecht coming to L.A. You have musicians coming up to Chicago, the African-American groups coming up there, and then you have other groups also coming into New York. So that's the scene. I just want to set the scene. There's a lot of new voices coming into the big cities, all different kinds of voices with all different kinds of experiences and all different kinds of difficulties. The political conversation at the time was trying to address all of these difficulties and inequities that were taking place, whether it was fascism, whether it was Ku Klux Klan stuff happening in the South, whether it was environmentally, climate change kind of stuff, geographical. You had a full plate, a full palette of issues that needed to be addressed. Artists are always the first to kind of dive in because they feel free. They tend to be kind of outspoken, free thinkers, and like, why do we do this? Why do we do that? You know, they're not running for office. They're not hired by anyone. They're not paid by anyone. They'll open their mouths and say what's on their minds pretty much. Woody was part of that movement of people who said, you know what? I'm just going to say what I think, say what I feel, and see what people say about it. So getting back to your question, he formed a group with Pete Seeger and a couple of other singers. Now, for instance, just in terms of some history, they formed a commune. And what I mean by that is they all lived in one place together. None of them could afford a place of their own. Now, this grew into the loft movement, which is now the chic-y thing to do in New York City. At the time, it wasn't the chic-y thing to do. It was a desperate thing to do. You had 5, 6, 7, 8 people living in one big space together. They got the cheapest space. It was a big loft space. They sang music on one side, and they slept on the other, and they slept on beds or on the floor. They shared the cost of the loft. They shared food. Everyone had jobs. They'd put their money in a common till. With the musicians, they wrote songs communally as well. That was the idea. And the idea was they each came, all these cast of characters that Woody shacked up with in the loft. Like I mentioned, some came from the South, some came from Arkansas, some came from Georgia, some came from the Northeast, some came from the West. And they all had brought their experiences with them. They were called the Almanac Singers. They decided that their kick, what they liked doing most, was to write songs about what's wrong and how to fix it.
I guess we call them protest songs then.
No, not necessarily. You'd call them topical songs. They're on topics. They didn't always have the answer. They never said they had the answer in the songs. They were topical songs, and the idea was to come up with solutions, like Lead Belly had come up from the South, had been imprisoned, had experienced racism and discrimination. Sonny Terry and Brown and McGee had come and experienced violent racism there. They all brought their own personal history, and the idea was to write songs together, like, what happened to you, what happened to you, what happened to you? And so I say that in a very simple way. What's wrong and how to fix it? Suggestions.